This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. Good morning. This is Sam.
Hey, good morning, Sam. How are you doing?
Good.
I was just actually on the line with your vendor. He just got me the corrected invoice, and I just sent it over to our funding department.
Okay. Who do I make the check to?
Let me just wake up your documents. Give me a second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so let's walk through this. There should be 8 pages, correct?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes.
Okay, so I want to go through it. Just make sure the signatures match up to the signature of those on the driver's licenses. 8298 Sultana is where the equipment is located, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're on the first page where it says equipment. Well, the first page is a cover page. The next page says equipment finance agreement. Are you there?
Give me 1 second. I am equipment finance agreement, yes.
Okay. That page will need to be signed by you in the middle, where it says King Stoneworks, so you'll sign, and then you and Cindy will sign and put your phone numbers in the middle, and then on the bottom, you'll sign as well. And you can use today's date when it asks for a date. Just make sure, like I said, your signatures match the signatures on your driver's licenses. Is her name spelled correctly?
Who?
Sydney's. I think they misspelled her name.
No, it's okay.
Can you do me a favor? I'm going to see if I can edit that page before you sign it. Give me a second, because it has to be correct.
No, it is correct.
Oh, Carcamo is how you spell her name?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect.
It is correct, yes.
Okay. I thought it was a longer spelling of her name, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Mongi Carcamo. Is that incorrect?
It's just like mine. It says Fuentes, and it's Fuentes Velasquez.
Oh, so on her. I'll see if I can push it on her driver's license. It says Mongi Carcamo, but we'll see if we can push it. I don't think it'll be a huge issue because my funding department's not even in right now. Hey, Sam?
Yes.
Your driver's license says Sam Fuentes Velasquez. I want to make sure that you're not having to re-sign these things 5 different times. Can you give me about 10 minutes, and I'm going to go talk to my funder and see if they just should be getting here so they can get corrected before I have you sign these, because they might need to be re-signed. I don't want to push you through that trouble. Can you give me about 5 minutes?
Okay, the only thing is that Cindy's not coming until 9 o'clock. I mean, I signed this last night with her.
Okay. All right, so do you want to just send the ones you have to me, and if I need to get them re-signed, we'll get them re-signed? Let's do that.
Okay.
So your question was, well, who's the check made out to?
Yeah.
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm already at work, but Cindy's not here until 9 o'clock.
No worries.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay. Let's see, do you have the address and stuff?
I don't need you to actually overnight anything to me. You're just going to fax everything to me.
No. I just got to put it in my system.
Okay. Oh, yeah. My address?
Uh-huh.
My address is 8445 Camino, Camino, Santa Fe.
Give me one second.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, come again.
8445 Camino, okay. Camino, Santa Fe. Number 202.
Number 202.
Yep.
Okay.
San Diego, California.
Okay.
92121.
Okay, you moved from Irvine, huh?
Correct.
Why? You didn't like it so much?
That's where actually our office is. So I was asked, we were expanding and San Diego had honestly better people. One of my close friends actually still works for us in Orange County. But, you know, I think it's just, and I was asked to come down here and kind of help out, so I kind of packed my stuff up. I don't have any kids or a wife or anything, so it's not like it's a huge commitment for me. I actually do like San Diego better than Irvine, though, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not a huge Orange County person, to be honest. I like, it's a little too stuffy for me. I think San Diego's people are nicer. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm from LA originally, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were somewhere else.
No, I'm from LA.
Well, of course, San Diego is much nicer, especially Rancho Santa Fe.
Well, yes, those are rich people. That's not me. Do you also like gold Rolexes and Bentleys?
Do I like?
Yeah, I mean, come on. It does. There you go.
Yeah. I like the new Tesla, too.
I love cars. I really love cars, and I like that car. The only problem I have is that is a very... The cars have become very expensive. So, we'll see. That technology, though, will get better. Porsche is making an electric car, too.
Yeah.
Their car's going to be cool. Have you ever driven the Tesla?
Yeah.
It's got a lot of torque, from what I understand, right? Just from the standstill?
Oh, yeah, it's got a lot of torque.
Yeah.
Not much in the horsepower, but it's got a lot of torque. When you start, it just starts.
You know what they say, horsepower sells cars, torque wins races.
Mm-hmm.
My friend... it is one thing I will tell you that is shocking to me is how much these cars now, and maybe it's because I just remember when I was a kid, but the cost of a quote-unquote cool car is truly insane.
Yeah. I remember the first brand new car I bought, my dad bought, it was like 10 G's.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, it used to be that if you were spending, like, $50,000, if people spent $50,000 on a car, that was a crazy car. But now, the cost of living is truly, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. In San Diego, I have a friend who, and he's not the smartest guy in the world. He spends all his money on stupid stuff, but he's renting an apartment. And a one-bedroom apartment is costing him $2,000 a month.
Oh, man.
Do you guys own your place, or do you rent it?
I'm renting. Well, okay. my house, I own it.
Oh, cool, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, my house, I own my house.
Yeah, then you're doing it right, because if you rent right now as a house, it is rents are going crazy.
Yeah. I bought, it was 8 years ago.
Oh, so you bought in the perfect time.
Yeah.
You bought in the perfect time. Very good decision.
Yeah, hey, I got equity on my house, like, you know, $150,000 of equity.
Yeah, and you don't need to touch it. You can just develop that over time, and then in 30 years, it'll be worth a lot. But you bought it the perfect time.
I just sent you the email. Do you want to check that?
Yeah, let me take a look. Where's your house?
It's in Redlands.
Oh, cool. I know Redlands. All right. This looks fine to me. I'm going to get this in right now. Your signature is kind of just small. It's just like a scribble, but I think that's fine. If I need anything, I'll holler at you, but I'm going to get this in right now for a review, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You got it, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.